The report by the Child Advocate Response Evaluation Team to Governor Jan Brewer found there was nothing in law or policy that would allow anyone to mark cases as not for investigation. But Charles Flanagan, who heads the team, said what happened might have been inevitable given how Child Protective Services was set up, suggesting it was an accident waiting to happen.
The basic problem here is that you don't really have a system. What you have is something that is set up to look like a system, but it is operated based on personality, individual decision-making, because there either are no policies or procedures, or they're not followed.
And Flanagan, who's heading up the new Division of Child Safety and Family Services, said the reason those uninvestigated cases went undiscovered for years is because there was no real system of checks and balances.
What they call quality assurance is the same people who ordered it and directed it were quality assurancing it, which is nonsensical.
The CARE team concluded that the decision to shelve those complaints was far from harmless. Investigations that have since been conducted have resulted in 407 children now being removed from their homes. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.